Innovation, disruption, and big issues. This is Business Game Changers with Sarah Westall.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This is part two of my interview with Patty Greer. If you have not heard part one, please go to my website, sarahwestall.com, and you can hear part one there or any of the other places my podcast is listed or on my YouTube channel. This is a really interesting discussion that I have with Patty. The second part has more to do with the business side of it, how she could have won so many awards, probably more than anybody in that genre, the whole UFO alternative genre, and her films are not available for the public. It doesn't make sense from a business standpoint, because when she wins awards like the People Choice Award, that illustrates that this is going to be something that people will buy, people will want to see, and they're not available. So it's really strange. And so we're talking a lot more about that this episode. And for those of you that did not hear part one, Patty Greer does extensive research into crop circles. And there's something there. Nobody can tell us why the high end, the really complicated ones, how they actually do that, because there isn't any footprints. The nodes are broken differently than if you have boards and things. They see these spheres, these plasma spheres, and they think it's from plasma heat that caused the stocks to break the way they do. But who's doing it and how are they doing it? And different university studies are saying the same thing. They don't know how they're doing it. So let's get into this interview, or the second part of this interview, with Patty Greer right now.
She, the Earth, yeah, she's alive. She hears us. She feels us.
But the humans made it with boards and ropes and walked around and made it.
But they made the pattern that was requested yesterday by some sacred people sitting in a circle working on a free energy device that the Earth definitely wants us to bring forward. So what we have is human element, earth, and water in that particular crop circle. There was no buzz, there was no enhanced field, but the earth answered those people's question. And they were incredibly satisfied. And in that moment, I went, oh my God, so human-made crop circles can be real also. That's huge. So what is the science? Let's go into the real explanation. And again, anybody wants it in full, watch Crop Circle Diaries. If you want to see the communication between the balls of light, watch my first four films. When I found that communication, there was only one naysayer who saw it in the film and said, oh, Patty, it's a glitch. It's just a digital glitch, because the balls of light, yeah, there's a binary code that looks like it's between them, but it goes beyond the balls of light, so it's not a neat communication. And I said, let me ask you a question. And while I'm speaking to you, can you tell me if my voice stops at your face, or does it go further? Does it go beyond your head? Well, perhaps the plasma field is in action here. So in Crop Circle Diaries, Penny Kelly describes the plasma field as the reality that it's going to be the basis of our new energy system. It's why they're hiding this conversation so heavily, because they want to keep selling us gas and oil and poisoning the planet and hurting our mother.
Well, I know that plasma is a way that you can, there's something about plasma and space travel and being able to use plasma devices to go extremely fast in space, like 4 days to Mars, that kind of stuff.
Well, the entire field around us and within us and this chair and this shirt, everything's made of plasma. Plasma communicates instantly. Plasma spreads everywhere. And when we talk about your thoughts create your reality, it's your plasma field creating a response to your thoughts. So when we realize, Penny says in Crop Circle Diaries, that if I've got a glass here with water in it, when we can learn to advance our scientific understanding and measure the plasma field of the glass and of the water, then we're going to be able to recreate that field over here. And when we learn to measure the plasma field and manipulate it, then we can create pretty much anything we want, even without a 3D printer. But it really is about raising our frequency and our consciousness so that we can control our plasma field into a higher frequency of consciousness, therefore really enhancing our ability to be all those things that these systems today are trying to destroy. We all have the ability to figure things out. So when Penny said the greatest thing is that we're going to be able to recreate, the problem is if it gets in the wrong hands, then spinning the plasma field counterclockwise, they can destroy matter. And I think that's what's going on right now with some of the really dangerous people that I've encountered. They are, I think, carrying energy weapons that are spinning the plasma field negatively and hurting people. Well, I've been hit twice.
How does it feel to be hit?
You don't feel much at the time, but you feel the effects shortly after. And I saw it happen. I was on stage the first time on the David Wilcock panel, and I left the stage. I got hit twice, and I left the stage, and I saw the man do it.
Wow, interesting. Well, I definitely need to have somebody on the show to explain plasma and plasma fields, and so we can start exploring that. But I really appreciate you being on the show. You're giving people a different way to look at the world. Where can people learn more about you and get your film?
My website is cropcirclefilms.com. I'm all over Amazon, but the hackers have placed 200 ads or more, marking my films that they're not allowed to sell for $750.64 each this year. So they've disappeared me from Amazon. My Vimeo rentals for $4. They moved them to $651.34 each.
You're kidding me.
So, you have no idea. They blew up a lab in Seattle editing Crop Circle Diaries. That poor guy still doesn't know it was my hackers. But yeah.
So basically your films are being sold to watch it at $700 and $600, so nobody could afford to even watch it. So now they have to go to your website to get it.
Yeah. But, you know, even the I don't give up. I mean, all they're showing me is how important the work is. When I tell you that I found the communication between the two balls of light and the idiot boy that, you know, everybody respects said it's an eyelash, I showed that picture to Penny Kelly. And I said, Penny, what is this? And I didn't tell her what it was. I just held up a screenshot. I had the cameras running when I filmed the movie with her. And I said, Penny, what is this? And she looked at it and she goes, wow, what a great shot of two plasma balls communicating in a binary code. And I just went, I had to wait 8 years to meet you. I had to go through all these dumb PhD people with all their excuses, but they're probably just paid to lie. So she looked right at it and said it. And I said, okay, that's exactly what I knew the minute I found it. What are they saying? Because I've sent the binary code to three different code readers. What are they saying, Penny? And she looked right at it and she said, this one is saying I'll do this. This one is saying I'll do that. And the field went down.
Yeah, it makes sense. You know, from my background, that there could be two two things that could go out there and do something. But, you know, who created these things and why are they doing it? It just seems, it's really interesting. Who did this and why? And if it's humans doing it, why are they doing it? If it's art, why wouldn't that come out? If humans are doing it, there's somebody that comes out and says it. And all the university and all the people studying it say that the very best ones, we have no idea what's going on. We have no idea who formed it. And I did a lot of research looking at that, and that's the conclusion of everyone. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Ones are definitely that, but I do want to give you the answer to the orbs and the balls of light. So what are those balls of light that people see, that people have filmed? I did not film the Oliver's Castle footage. A guy named John Wabe filmed it in 1996. I just found the communication because the circle makers wanted me to. Who are the circle makers? Who are these balls of light? Here's the graduate course. And again, nobody knows until I met Penny Kelly, and now it's in my film, Crop Circle Diary. So anybody that wants the truth can actually get it completely without any of the lies in my films. So Penny said that at these vortices come out of the ground in pairs. Now, if people think that the Oliver's Castle, if they really want to believe that guy that got paid to tell everybody, that's fine. How about this one in France? Did you like it when I brought up another balls of light laying down a crop circle in France that nobody has seen, that nobody's been paid to lie about yet? So in Crop Circle Diaries, you'll see it happen twice. England and France. This is no joke. Who are these balls of light? So Penny said, through all their years of experimenting, that as these vortices of spinning plasma come out of the Earth, they're rotating in opposite directions. And as they start to spin and spin, they go faster and faster. And they are layered with different frequencies that have distinct boundary conditions. Now, they're coming out of the Earth, so they've got Earth energies. They've got electromagnetic field, ion electron avalanche, thermals, biogradients. I mean, they've got all these different layers of earth and water frequencies because they're all coming through water also. So as they're spinning, the mother has already determined this is going to be a hummingbird crop circle or a sacred geometry crop circle or some kind of binary code message, the alien face and the disc message. But the mother, before they come out of the earth spinning, the message has already been predetermined. If humans were meditating over there or over there, and I have three of these stories in my films, one is me. I remembered where they took me the very next morning. There it is in the field, a crystal castle. And it was identical. Not colors and dynamics, but it was five pillars and a star and water dripping off the base of the crop circle. And for me, I was like, oh my God, this is really real, that I created a crop circle with the memory that I had. And that was also in Crop Circle Diaries. You saw it. Just remarkable. They just keep hitting me so that I can't stop. They hit me with all this information and evidence and proof. But when we look at evidence and proof, there's so much. There's acres of it. So who are these balls? Okay, so now we've got these spinning vortices. And if there's humans that were asking for something, then as the balls are spinning, the vortices are spinning with all these earth frequencies and water frequencies, the human element is also brought in. And now we're spinning the human consciousness in these plasma vortices. Now, if perhaps there's an ET race, and again, this is just my perception, I can't prove it, but I've been in enough crop circles that are clearly orbital patterns, different, you know, layouts of the galaxies. I always feel like that was them, other dimensionals, saying to the Earth, hey, where's Saturn? We're lost. So she'll throw down a crop circle that points in that direction. I've got a whole chapter of crop circles that point. And, you know, I think that in those spinning vortices, then the ETs or the other dimensionals have sent in their frequencies, which are now another layer of these spinning plasma vortices. So all these frequencies have been brought in and it's spinning faster and faster. And as they get to the perfect pitch, this ball of light appears. So you've got a ball of light at the base of a spinning plasma vortex. You can't see the frequencies. What you'll see is this ball of light at the bottom, and that's all humans are going to get. But if we can film those balls of light, which we have, many, it's really nice to know what they are. They're not just a ball of light, and they're not an orb. They are a spinning plasma ball of light, far more dense than orbs that we photograph. So an orb that we photograph has all these beautiful elements and lacy and faces and flowers and colors and orbs. My God, most people can get great photos of orbs. But the density is so light that you can see through them, right? I mean, they're not like thick wad, like a ball of light is a lot more dense. A ball of light that's making a crop circle is not a light orb that's, you know, mm-hmm. Airy.
So back in the early 90s and, you know, that time frame, late 80s, they spent a lot of money doing research, filming. The media was really into this, and they were really trying to figure out what these crop circles were. People can Google it, and there's a lot of information out there of the money they spent and the major media outlets looking into this stuff. They took it very seriously. The governments took it seriously, and research institutions took it seriously, and then it stopped, like, overnight. Why do you think that happened? Did they learn something and they want to keep it secret? Or do you think they all were convinced it was a joke? I mean, what happened?
I think that, again, the crop circle phenomenon leaves way too much evidence. And if you want to hide a phenomenon that is so blatantly real because you've got tens of thousands of blown notes, then the only way you can do it is to pay the media to go away. And I think the media was paid to go away. I know they brought in Doug and Dave. I know they brought in Team Satan. I know that just last year, Ancient Aliens, hello, 2016, did a special on crop circles. I know that they went 2 months before the season and hired a human crew to film. Why don't you just go to Ohio or Iowa and film a crop circle, have a human team lay some wheat down? Nope, I guess they wanted the English accent. But I said to the owner of the research center when he said, I got to hang up, the Ancient Aliens crew is going to be here any minute. I was like, it's May 1st or early May. Why would they be coming when there's no crop circles? He said, well, they had me hire a crew to make one. This is where we're at today. And they actually called me right before the show got completed. And the girl was like, oh, Patty Greer, wow, I just found you. What a surprise. You know, there's this part of me that really wants to prove they're not all fake. And I went, really? Then why'd you go to England 2 months ago? Oops. You know, I'm just not very nice when people are just doing things that are really counterproductive to humanity.
Why? Is it because they really believe that it's fake? I mean, a lot of people just really believe it's a joke and it's fake. And then, so then they just do things that kind of propagate it versus, I think they're scared to be related to something that other people think is a joke. And so then they won't let themselves go down there. You know, they won't look at the facts because society's pressure and peer pressure is so strong that once people think something's a joke, they don't want to be seen as a joke. So they're fearful of doing anything but staying on a certain track.
Well, I think the unfortunate problem is that we had a Rockefeller initiative. And Uncle Lawrence Rockefeller paid a bunch of UFO people to be on his staff to work with the government to, he was, you know, saying to prove they're real, but gosh darn, nobody did. And I think those people are still being paid today, but now we've got they look like film distributors, but they're really the same as the Rockefeller Initiative. The controllers today that are pumping out fake UFO media and spending a friggin' fortune to hide the good stuff. What I know is that when I found the communication, to me that was a huge discovery. I thought we were done with the conversation. I thought, oh my God, this is real. And now everybody's going to change their thinking. And nobody noticed. And so my fourth movie, I took that communication and I put it in the beginning three times, right there in the first 5 minutes. Oliver's Castle's real. Oliver, you know, I did it three times, so you cannot miss it. And sure enough, I won best film and best music for my original music that's in all my films. Thank you, God. And I go to the UFO Congress, the International UFO Congress, where I won these five handsome EB Boys awards, and I met the man that told the world crop circles were fake and that the balls of light were fake. But I didn't realize he was that man or that he was about to win the Lifetime Achievement Award for telling the world it was fake. So I walk up and I said, oh, hi, Colin Andrews, how are you? I'm Patty Greer. Oh, Patty Greer, the wife and I just watched your film, quite lovely. And I said, which one? He said, oh, it was an update of Crop Circles. And I said, oh, Crop Circle Update, the wake-up call. Yeah, the one that just won Best Film and Best Music. Did you like it? He said, yeah, the wife and I quite liked it. And I said, how'd you like the first 5 minutes where I proved the Oliver's Castle footage was real? And we just stared at each other. And I'm smiling like, and he just stared at me. And I was like, You didn't notice? And he just stared at me, and I said, the ball's a light, the communication, the binary code. I showed it 3 times in the first 5 minutes. Did you miss it all 3 times? And I'm still not getting it that he's that guy. And so he just looked at me, and I said, well, tell you what, I don't know you, we just met, but would you and the wife be willing to watch it again and perhaps get back to me? Sure, I'll do that. So about 4 hours later, I see him called up to the stage to win the Lifetime Achievement Award, and they showed a 5-minute clip of all the great things he did for the world, and one of them was that he and the secret detectives and the Nippon TV team proved that that was fake. Oliver's castle was fake, and everybody believed him. So after he won the Lifetime Achievement Award and the crowd cleared, I walked up like hanging over my shoulders, feeling really stupid. And he said, boy, you were serious. You really don't know other people's research about crop circles, do you? And I said, nope, I didn't know you were that guy. But I still want to know if you watched the movie and noticed that I proved it was real. Would you be willing to get back to me? So back and forth, you know, the next month or two. And his final answer was, I can't say you're right, but I can't say you're wrong. This is what I've been dealing with. And then those 4 movies that proved that the binary code was real disappeared in the hands of Gaia TV, Gaia MTV. I signed a 10-year contract for distribution, which turned out to be a 10-year contract to suppress my first 4 films. That won 5 prestigious awards. My films disappeared in Guyam's freezer, and they're still there today, 6.5 years later. And the year before him, my first 2 films were taken by UFO TV, the other great distributor who's working with Amazon, Vimeo. I mean, they're all now in a cluster together. UFO TV, I've got a new video brewing on him, because he lost his rights legally to sell my films 2 years ago in May. 2 lawyers wrote, he signed the certified letter, but he is still selling my films today, which is copyright infringement. And he's so intent on me knowing the disrespect that I need to receive for these great films that I actually just got a check for $4.49 from UFO TV. Now, all these years I've wondered, how is he even in business? 9 years ago when I met him, he's in the back of a grocery store up this dirty stairway in offices that, I mean, it didn't look like there was any money. I should have never left my films there, but I gave him rights. He's still in business, but now it's MUFON with UFO TV. And yesterday when I was really trying to do a positive video about new paradigm gifts and mold divide and, you know, all these great Oregon and C60, all these great remedies that we have to move into the new paradigm, some girl calls me and says, do you know anything about UFO TV? And I was like, why are you doing this to me? And I said, why do you ask? Because this is a rocket scientist woman. She said, well, I just went on to my Amazon Prime and all of a sudden UFO TV has all these free movies. We're in trouble. We are in trouble here because I have a bizarre feeling that the only way they've been able to stretch out all this fake UFO stuff and the blue avians and the flying purple people eaters is perhaps, is there hemisync going on? Are they putting subliminal tracks below all these free shows or TV shows if you have a membership that say, love him, bleed him, kill your mother, shoot your father? I mean, I don't know what they're pumping in, but I have a feeling we've got a lot of subliminal tracks, like Hulu was caught years ago, Gaim was caught years ago, and they said they pulled it back. But you know, what if? What if that's how it's really working on smart people? That not only is there incredible amounts of mind control, but that there's also these hemisync tracks in a lot of these stupid shows that are telling you, da, 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 and people are listening to the subliminal track going, well, believe him.
I always have a hard time understanding why, like the 9/11, where Building 7, which is across a 2-lane highway and far away from the other buildings, and ended up going down the same way, why such a large portion of the population can't just see that. I don't understand why, you know, crop circles is scary for a lot of people to venture into. But once you start hearing some of the facts, you're like, wow, why are people scared to even venture into this? There's so many things, or like the economic collapse, where trillions of dollars were taken, you know, behind the scenes when we did that one audit of the Federal Reserve, and everybody was focused on the $6 billion for a welfare program. I remember there was like around-the-clock news, whereas the audit just came out, and we're talking about trillions. And I remember talking to people about, why are we focused on the $6 billion, although I know it's a lot of money, but there's trillions over here. And I just got deer in the headlights for most people. Like, they couldn't even think about it. And I get confused as to why there's so many important things that people just can't mentally question.
Hemi-sync, subliminal tracks. I'm telling you, they are pumping stuff through TV, which we all know. They're pumping stuff through these conscious media things. I think that's how it's happening. I think it's subliminal mind control, because people are smarter than this. But again, I want to peel away the fear of crop circles, because crop circles are not some woo-woo UFO thing.
But you have to admit there's a fear over it. People are afraid to associate with it, yeah. And they've done a good job of making it seem like a goofball thing to be associated with, even though that's why I like to point out university studies and things, because real legit people, and you are real legit as well, but real legit people are, so I don't mean it like that, but from the average standpoint of people wanting a stripe to look at universities are studying this stuff and saying the same thing, that they don't know how these real high-end ones are created. And for some reason they won't look at, I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah. For some reason they won't look at my films. Probably because I'm being really hidden. Very, very scared of the films.
The reason I wanted to talk to you, I don't understand why you can win so many awards, the People Choice Award being a big one, and with this industry being so huge and exploding, and you win these awards, why wouldn't you have mass distribution? That is confusing for me, because there's a lot of money behind that.
They don't want to put out the good stuff. And it's pretty sad. You know, in my 8 fake copyright claims on YouTube, my original music, they're claiming it, renaming it. And there's 3 different entities that are the fake distributors. So after I won Best Film in People's Choice this year at the International UFO Congress Convention, I did expect to have a lot of offers. And what's interesting is even the International UFO Congress has no mention of me winning on their website. So there's something very male dominant, where I actually heard a couple of guys that were running up against me say, oh, she probably did a hug, hug, wink, wink to get those awards. It's like, you poor thing, why don't you just watch the friggin' movie and learn something? You know, if people realized what I've tolerated with the hacking since 2013, when I went on PBS, they hacked my website so I couldn't sell. And it was December 5th. It would have been the greatest Christmas ever, because PBS loves my films. And so they put up a Crop Circle Update, the wake-up call that begins with the communication. And even though it's locked away in Geim's freezer for 10 years, I still have TV rights. I still have some rights. So they can't totally hide it, but, you know, yawn. So somebody hacked my website and put up a message over the crop circle that said, in 2013, telling the truth in times of universal deceit is a revolutionary act. The quotes were backwards. So that was their little boy's scary warning to Patty and all of her intelligent enough people to go to my website. Be scared, be very scared. And they wouldn't let anybody buy from me for the whole month. This year, I had to go through it again. They just totally hacked the website starting November. I had to build a new website. But the effort, the amount of money that whoever is spending to hide my films needs to say to your audience, this is really important stuff. The films are still available, cropcirclefilms.com. They are on Amazon, but you got to search them out because Bezos is sleeping with the boys. So,
on Amazon, is it like $600, $700, or is it a normal price?
they've got so many ads of my stuff in seven countries that I finally just stopped selling Europe. I don't want to sit on the phone with Amazon. And I did look yesterday, and they're kind of slowing down, but you know, they already achieved their mission. And that was to way overprice my films, change the titles. Like my Women of Today from Patty Greer Films is called Women of Today by Laura Eisenhower. My entire collection of everything I've ever done in one box is called Crop Circle Ecstasy. Everything in one box, half price. You just turn the page, pull out the next movie or the CD that won Best Music. And that one, Patty Greer Films, is called Crop Circle Ecstasy by Sasha Stone. I couldn't get Amazon to remove it. When the Gaim Corporation changed my title and put it up for streaming, I finally got one of their people to write me a letter that said, we've pulled it, but it's still up today, currently unavailable for, 5 years? So the intention that they had was to place hundreds of ads of my work, way overprice them, have me spend hundreds of hours on the phone writing letters, wasting time so I don't make more movies, and then they've got hundreds of Patty Greer films in all these countries that are currently unavailable. So they've achieved a goal of really being scared of me. And who am I? I'm an honest person. I'm not, oh, look at my awards, Patty. I am, you know, and every time I do a radio show, you said the most decorated filmmaker. I love that. But what I say is the most hacked UFO filmmaker in history, because I have threatened the regime of old school thinking. There's nothing scary about crop circles. They're not woo-woo UFOs. There's not balls of light chasing people through the fields at night. But I will tell you, I've spoken with a lot of human circle makers that go into the fields with their team who have been scared out of the fields by the plasma balls of light. They have shooshed right through a team, and those boys went running to the car. Now, I was sitting in the pub one night at the, it's called the Black Horse, and it was in Wiltshire. It was 10:30. I was still in crop circles in my wellies. I was in agony. I was so tired, but if there's a new crop circle, I'd go, no matter how much it hurt. So it's 10:30. I needed food, and the only place was the Black Horse. So I sit down. I order a bowl of soup, and while I'm waiting, just falling over my table, these three blokes walk in, and they're big red-skinned English guys, and they kicked the door open, and one of them looked like he had been hit with a hose head to toe, soaked. And the other two guys are laughing. They go up to the bar, and they each order two pints, one for each hand. Now, in America, we have a mug of beer. They have a pint in England, and they had two. Where did they sit? Right behind me. I was thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to turn around and punch them because I am too tired. I don't want to hear dummy, you know, blah, blah, blah. So sure enough, they sit down, and I'm trying to get through my soup. And all of a sudden, I realized what they're talking about was that they were a circle maker team. These three guys were just over there in Wiltshire making a crop circle up on West Kennet Longbarrow or Silbury Hill. They were right in the neighborhood, and a ball of light whizzed through them, and the one guy wet his pants. He was the one that looked like...
Did he really wet his pants?
Wet his pants.
That's hilarious. And you should have got a picture of that.
I should have. So here's these three guys behind me. I hear them laugh at the guy because he wet himself. They all scream like girls and ran to the car, and then they drove to the pub. This is what they do. So now the first mug's gone down, and now they're hitting the second pint. And all of a sudden, I'm enjoying my soup, and I'm leaning back in my booth like, I want to hear more of this. Sure enough, the first guy goes, man, I could swear I saw another team in the field. There was a guy in an overcoat with a hat. I can't tell if I was imagining it or not, because they actually have to retrain their eyes to see in the dark. I mean, they've told me how they do it. I've talked to a few human circle makers. They retrain their eyes to see in the dark, and they've gone in the fields before and laid out measurements and put in some stakes so they can work with that. But the guy goes, I could swear I saw another team in the field. Second guy goes, shoot, man, I thought I was imagining it. Yeah, there was a tall guy and a little being next to it. And the third guy just slammed his drink on the table and he goes, okay, that's it. So what we have here is three human circle makers that were asked to leave the field by the plasma beings and also the shadow people. These guys saw shadow people and a plasma ball of light. that said to them, get out of the circle.
Who are the shadow people? What are shadow people?
The djinn. Yeah. And they all saw the same guy that looked like overcoat and a hat. It's kind of a classic look for the shadow people. I've never seen them. But these guys definitely had the experience of a lifetime, and I don't think they're going to go in the fields and make circles again. But what we have here is a real Earth phenomenon. It's not scary. It's not all alien. Yes, ETs can be a part of the spinning plasma field that creates these messages. What are the messages? We've had pictograms, which are pictures, a hummingbird, an octopus, we've had sacred geometry, which is a middle dot, and everything is symmetric that goes out from it. And they're beautiful because it's like a mandala. What's the purpose of mandala or sacred geometry? Is this relaxation for the mind, because everything is symmetric from that center. Ah, beautiful. But then I come into the field and start spinning the crop circles that are sacred geometry. And now I'm screaming, oh my God, look at the propulsion. Now you've got these simple crop circle formations. You print it up, you stick a pin in it and spin the paper, you're going to see propulsion technologies. And I found 60 crop circles that looked like propulsion. Again, I'm not a physicist. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a girl with two eyes and great intuition. But every time I'd spin them, I'd go, oh my God, this is another propulsion, probably off a ship. This might be lighting patterns. The crop circles are so much more than meets the eye. And then we have the mathematical wonders like the Fibonacci sequence. Most people don't get it, that that would be really hard to create. Even if you stake it out at night, to get the swirl of the math to be flawless. Mm-hmm. The Mandelbrot formation, you can't make that stuff up. And in England, there's what, 3 hours of darkness to work in. So I think most of the crop circles, even a lot of human-made ones, are very real.
So why England? Why not, you know, why does England have so many more than any other place? I mean, why not Peru, or why not, I mean, I know they're all over the world, but for some reason England has more of them?
Well, England has been known as the epicenter, which could be because it is, or because they document. What if in Belgium they've got by far more, but nobody cares? Nobody takes photos. Nobody documents. So there's probably a lot more crop circles than people even know about because they don't get seen or flown over or documented. And when people see them, they'll go, eek, eek, you know, and then they don't want to talk about it because their neighbors will call them crazy conspiracy people. I got to tell you, way to clear a room. Hi, I'm Patty Greer, UFO filmmaker. Where'd everybody go?
You know? Although I think that the whole UFO phenomena and the documentaries, it's huge right now. People, that whole industry is exploding. That's why people are interested in this stuff. That's why I wanted to talk to you. You've won so many awards, but your films aren't going. It just doesn't make sense. And so there's something there.
Yeah, I push the boys. I push the boys, but they don't want women getting out in the field, and they definitely don't want the truth about UFOs getting out. If they can keep filling the market by spending millions to advertise the David and Corey Circus, and they can keep people flouncing around with the blue avians and the wars in space that Carol Rosen yelled at me yesterday, oh, for Christ's sake, there's no war in space. You know, I mean, we're still trying to ban weaponry in space, but David and Corey, you know, and Linda Moulton Howe, there's war in the earth and war in the space, and there's probably a war behind that cloud over there. Be very scared. Millions of dollars promoting those shows. What if the millions of dollars get all these people? I don't know if you got called from India, but I did. Hello, do you have your Gaia subscription yet? I was like, is this the hackers? Or did they really spend money to have India now call everybody in America to watch the damn shows? And whatever subliminal is going on, there's got to be subliminal because people are not that stupid. I'm sorry. I've never watched a show because I don't let that stuff go in me. I've made it through 5 minutes of their videos. But when David introduced Corey Good at Conscious Life Expo 2017, the first sentence was, this is my friend Corey, who was in a My Lab since he was 6 years old. What more do you need to know? It's not his fault. Even Stephen Greer said, it's not his fault, he's a nice guy. But when you're brainwashed as a child, and then you are kind of put in these facilities for decades, and then you work with these entities for decades, good luck ever getting out of it. So what we're in right now is a real war of conscious media, in my opinion, whereas, yeah, I've won the awards for the field, but even the UFO Congress doesn't have me mentioned. Like, what happened to all you people? And is Gaiam really controlling all the conferences now? Yeah. Yeah. Even in Spain, it's Corey and Sala speaking over there this week with poor Laura. I love Laura Eisenhower, and she will not sign on with them, but she's surrounded by those people. And now they're bringing in what Daniel Litz calls the Corey's kids. And I don't know if those are all more my lab kids coming of age. Where's that trigger word? And they'll do whatever they're asked. I don't know if it's true, but it scares me for those kids because they're pretty nice. And, you know, the boys, they got some pretty bright boys. I don't understand the girls, though. Hey! It's like, I don't mean to be rude, but every single video is, hey! And it's goofy. And then there's the Sabrina and the other girl that were jacking on Daniel Litz not having any experience. And I went to their website and it says zero content. So I'm not sure why they're bringing in my lab men and girls to look less than intelligent. You've got to get the fact that this is really well planned. And if they jacked my films back in 2013, got the first four off the market, and then whoever is paying for all the hacking, at least a half mil last year, I'm guessing, to take care of my other four films, it just says to me, wow, there's really, their money's in the wrong hands. And that's why I want to talk about the great thing that I believe is coming and why I have an authentic smile on my face. This is authentic. Now, losing this much money and having these eight amazing films be like socked away because Gaiam and UFO TV and MUFON and whoever the rest of the icky pile is, think that, you know, oh, they're scared that, you know, we're going to save the food supply. God forbid if Greer's films get out. Greer. Patty Greer, not related to Stephen Greer. Not at all. Not related. Need to say that as a PS. It's interesting that Gaia even had the power to take Stephen Greer's serious movie down on YouTube. Does that ring a bell with anyone? That Gaiam controls YouTube? So when my Vimeo went from $4 to $651.34 overnight, after all the Amazon prep, I went, who's in charge of Vimeo? And I just dialed it in Vimeo headquarters, and the first name that came up was Gaiam's guy, Sam Tolles, another bald guy, who, and I only say bald because there's something about hair that's an antenna to spirit. So when you've got all these bald guys with all this big money and power who hate humanity, I'm sorry, but they're not supporting us, you got to wonder. And sure enough, Sam Tolles was that man who wrote me less than favorable email when he was working with Gaiam. So here he is now controlling Vimeo. And when I saw that somebody jacked my prices, it wasn't like I had to go, gee, can I get some third graders to help me figure this out? It was like, oh, that one was easy. I don't like all this control, and it's why my movies are not getting out. They're making sure that it's only BS that we're going to have. And when Stephen Greer, who I don't know how I feel about him, but he really did paint an interesting picture when he did the exposure of what he feels they're setting up. And I think it's possible that if we can get David and Corey to scare people enough and give us this huge scenario of ridiculousness and get all these people to join the $10 a month club and they're sitting there listening and believing and having all the subliminal whatever, then when they do the holographic ships that our government has perhaps been waiting to plague us with, maybe it is all part of a real scenario like Stephen Greer said. I don't know. Because I don't work directly with the military, but I've certainly shared enough flash drives of evidence of what I'm dealing with most of the elements of the military, everybody knows what I'm going through. And nobody does anything because they're all working together, not in the best interest of humanity. So it's going to be up to us, humanity, women, men, boys, girls, to pull out of this mind drain, of this false narrative, of this complete misinformation, and say, wait a minute, what are crop circles really? I'm not scared anymore. Their message is coming out of the earth. The scientists that they hacked proved that they can bring back our food supply, seeds, instantly. And it wasn't just that in crop circles they become super seeds. It was an accident that happened in Lefty's lab that helped them cure the final mwah. He found that he was cleaning his desk one day, and at the edge of his desk, there was this little envelope of old seeds. And he looked at it, and he looked in, and they were all shriveled, and he thought no proper seedsmen would do anything with these. And he went to throw them in the trash, and that little voice that said, there's a binary code, Patty. He had his little voice that said, don't throw those seeds away. And because he was also a listener, he sat back and he took those seeds and he soaked them and he put them in the germination chamber, in the germination tank, and they grew exponentially. And he realized, with Penny's help, that those little teeny shrunken seeds that had been lost in his desk for a couple months had enhanced that crop circle frequency, that plasma explosive field was in this little teeny center ball of life, which is the seed. And it was starving like I am right now to get my damn movies out. And so what happens to a seed when you starve it of light and food? Or a woman when you say, I'm so scared of you, I'm going to hide you in a corner. The seeds turned into super seeds. And they grew 30 to 400% more food. Hot, cold, wet, dry, super seeds.
Now, well, guess what? If he went to shove them in his drawer and forgot about them, would they have grown to that? Are they still super seeds?
Absolutely. Not necessarily after a field gets hit is it going to grow massive super seeds in that same field next year. That's not the case. You have to work with the seeds in the lab to bring about the maximum qualities. And again, that's where Penny and Lefty raged far beyond any other science on crop circles. And my film, Crop Circle Diaries, is the only one on Earth that tells the truth about their technology. And
well,
it's...
Are you planning on doing another film where you can really focus on what they've done? Because I would think that all that science and all that study, it would be good to document it.
It's documented. Crop Circle Diaries, the movie's out.
Did you get it all in there?
Everything.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. So people need to go see that.
You know, yeah, the movie needs to get out. And again, I think that when the world wakes up to realize that when they're promoting stuff heavily, that's a sign that they're trying to confuse you. If we had a real conscious media, which we don't, we would be a much smarter species. When we listen to the wisdom of other countries, people are so much smarter than America in Europe. I don't know Asia.
I've been told the average cab driver is more educated than the graduate, you know, someone with a PhD here. I mean, it's pretty extreme difference on how much more aware they are here or there than here.
It's because we have a very scared government, many, many pedophiles, many, many evil satanic pedophiles that are running states, running governments, running companies, running corporations. When we remove the pedophile aspect of society, we move forward. So I do believe that we're really not in a total victim stance. It does appear that the news media is completely fake news. And now we've got Gaia Gaiam, UFO TV MUFON, destroying conscious media, in my opinion. And that might have been a big blatant thing for me to say, but in my experience, when I look at the events now, it's all the same speakers. They will not let anybody telling the major truth, full disclosure, on stage anymore. They have taken control, and I have no gigs coming up.
So who is kicked out, do you think, who really should be up on stage? I mean, there's a lot of people, but who are some of the people who you think are really great that no longer get to speak?
I only know myself. I don't really want to implicate anybody else, because I think most people, to be honest, even though they know what's going on, have bent over and signed a contract and joined the clan, the hive. It's sick. And I think that once you do step in there, you'll never get out. You'll never get your work back. It's a info gathering cabal, in my opinion. All those groups that I mentioned, they're just gathering info, and none of the info people are benefiting. None of them are being paid unless they're saying, sure, I'll be your hoe, and I'll lie for you. I'm hearing people got paid unbelievable amounts, big names, but I can't repeat those stories. I am loyal to those who give me the big secrets, but they just burn a hole in me, because a lot of the big rock stars are complete liars. And as a woman in the field who's experienced and seen everything I have no doubt that what I'm talking about is very real and extremely important. I mean, Iceland and Africa, we could grow food there with these supersedes technologies. And the charge density plasma machine that Lefty and Penny created, if I could get funding, we could put those in the hands of all the seed companies other than Monsanto and their boys, and farmers everywhere, and countries that can't grow food. And now, after all this harp destruction of the planet, with the hurricanes, the tornadoes, who knows what else they're going to pull, we're going to have a lot of land to rebuild, a lot of crops needing to be brought back. And what I feel is going on now with this level of corruption, my God, look at our government. My God, look at this conscious media cluster. It's just horrible people in charge. And I think that the reason this is happening so blatantly, and that the human race is just sitting there staring at TV going, this is okay with me, is because everything is being forced to the surface to be healed. I really believe that we are 1 inch from the worldwide reset of consciousness, currency, kindness, compassion. I think we are at the door, and this sick cabal is doing everything they can to stop it, but they've lost their power. I think that people are waking up, but we've got to pull them away from the TV set and from these conglomerate cosmic BS companies that are pumping all this fake UFO stuff into people and scaring them. It's them destroying people's thoughts about crop circles. It's not crop circles. It's the media that has spun the plasma field counterclockwise. You know, basically anything that you have that you take in flow is going to work. But if you're a negative individual and you start reversing the flow, that's what you're going to create. I really want a distributor. And I had 8 offers. I took 3. All 3 of them were hideous, hideous little men.
You just need an honest person to get your movies out, and you don't want anybody to take advantage of you, and you don't want to take advantage of anybody. You just want to get them out there.
Right. So one of the people that filed a fake copyright claim against me was a group called The Orchard. And they are Stephen Greer's distributors of his new film, Unacknowledged. And I don't mean to mention his name a lot, but what I'm trying to do is get my damn films out. So all of a sudden, one of his producers and his director both called me and said, we would love to get Crop Circle Diaries into The Orchard. I was so excited. And I said, oh, The Orchard. They gave me a fake copyright claim. Would you mind getting rid of that and showing me that they've got integrity? Well, let's not talk about that. Let's get you the deal first. And I said, no. I don't want to deal with people who hit me with a fake copyright claim for a song that I wrote. Or no, that fake claim was for Stephen Mitchell's song that he handed me in a crop circle and wrote permission. So it's all fake, but they won't release it. So they are they're monetizing my film into their pocket, and I can't get YouTube to release the claim. So here I am talking with one of these claimants, and I said, release the damn claim. You know it's not your music if you want to talk to me and work with me. So these wonderful guys were like, we really want your film. We really want to work it, and I bet I can get you $50,000 to $80,000 up front. Now that got my attention, because even if they hack the movie like the other guys, I've still got $50,000 or $80,000 up front. I can make the movie again, right?
More than the $4.
So I was like, okay. Right. So I was super excited, and weeks went by, and finally he calls me back and he says, well, you know, the team looked at your history on Amazon and Vimeo, and God, they can't give you any money. And I said, really? So they looked at how they've hacked me on Amazon and how they've hacked me on Vimeo, and that's how they're going to judge the value of Crop Circle Diaries? Really, it went from 80 grand to zero because my movie's hacked because the maggots are scared? Really, is that how you judge a film? Who are your people? And he said, well, it's our legal team. And I said, great. Did any of them watch the movie? Well, no. Did any of them watch the trailer? Well, no. They just judged the film on your history on Amazon, Vimeo, and, you know, your... I was just like, wow. See ya. So this is how they're treating the real films. But then, even though they're going to give me no money now, we really, really, really want your film. I'm like, yeah, I really, really, really don't like you guys. And I'm sorry. I don't like being lied to. And I said publicly many, many times, I have zero tolerance for dishonesty. And I worked way too hard for the last 10 years. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars that used to be a gorgeous home. And now I'm renting something small. I'm not appreciating the fact that maggots are running things and that they're getting more and more money funneled into them and more promotion, and they're buying up everything. But here comes the reset, when all of a sudden, and I don't know how it's going to happen, but I think we are in for a shocking shift where humanity is going to awaken. And when humanity awakens, all of those entities of darkness, they won't even be mentioned in the new history books. All the medical fraud and the mercury poison, that's not even going to be a part of the new paradigm. I really believe that we are in for such a global reset that none of this will matter. So what I want to tell myself, you, and your audience is to hang tight. Even though it looks like the Clinton, Bush, Obamas, Gaia, MUFON, all these entities that are going, to humanity, you know, and all the pedophiles, and they're getting away with it. It's like none of this will matter as soon as we reset the world. And I think we're so close. And I think that that's why all of this is coming to the surface, why they're acting like such monsters. And there's no laws that apply to them. When I got that check for $4.50 from an idiot that lost rights 2 years ago, it's not even worth a phone call. But for $4.50, he bought himself a new video with a photo of himself for minutes. So everybody can recognize him and see how great. It's not that I want to make people wrong. I want to make them go away from my life. I've told the hack.
That's a good story. You just need to move on. You always have to move on and just say, I don't want to be with people who are negative and not working. I just want to find people who are working and making things good, and then leave all those other people behind. Right? I mean, that's the only thing you can do right now. But thank you so much for joining. We turned this from a 1-hour show into a 2-hour show, and now we're running out of time for a 2-hour show. So I thank you so much for coming, but we are running out of time. And I learned a lot, and it was a really fascinating discussion. So thank you.
Thank you. And I do want to invite people to go to cropcirclefilms.com. I also have a funding drive with Indiegogo for 8 more days to try and get this machine produced, the charge density plasma machine. If we can get some funding, or if people want to write to me because they don't want to deal with Indiegogo, we are looking for funding because there's never been a more important time to bring back our food supply. Crop circles are absolutely real. They're not woo-woo, and they are here to help us wake up as well as improve our food supply. So please, don't be scared, be empowered.
And that's all we have for today. I really hope that if you enjoy my content, please go to patreon.com and support the show. It's under patreon.com, Sarah Westall. And the more I get of patrons who support the show, even just a little bit, really helps because it covers my costs at least, and it really helps the show keep going. So thank you very much for listening, and have an amazing day.